Hi guys, it's Roshan from Mauritius back with another video. This one will be about creating animations in Blend. Previously I had a post where I showed you how to create those animations using the XAML code itself by writing those XAML codes. This video is going to teach you how to create those same animations, but rather than writing the codes, we'll be just clicking around using your mouse to add those animations by moving objects and so on. You see, it's quite simple, and it's going to give your animation, your application, a fresh look and create a better user experience for the users. So let's begin by seeing how we're going to add those animations. So we begin with having Visual Studio Blend already open and creating a new universal platform project and having opened the main page of XAML. Now the next step, what we're going to do is have a rectangle on the screen and move it from the left side to the right side. This is just for the sake of this example. So we begin by first adding the rectangle on the screen. As you can see, I have filled it with blue and have a red stroke. So what we'll be doing for this example is moving this rectangle from the left side of the screen to the right side. And we'll be building up on this later on. To add an animation, you first need to create a storyboard. So we just click here on the green plus in the Objects and Timeline panel, which will ask us then afterwards to give a name to our storyboard. So we'll just name this one left to right, as we will be moving the rectangle from left to right, and hit enter. As you can see now, we have a new layout for our workspace. This layout now has a timeline in the Objects and Timeline panel, where you have the time, as a timeline should have. You have play buttons, back, slow motion, and so on. And the workspace is surrounded in red border, which you can turn off by clicking on this red button here. This red button is actually to turn on or off recording modes. An animation consists of basically keyframes. A keyframe is actually the state of several objects together, which indicate that, for example, you could have the object move from one keyframe to another keyframe. So basically, it's the difference between two images at a distinct point in time. So for example, you could have, for our situation, you'll have this rectangle here as a keyframe right now. And once it's moved to the other side, this will be another keyframe. So to begin, the first step is to add a keyframe at time is equal to 0. We click on record keyframe here, and this is going to add a keyframe to our timeline. It is really simple to add an animation using Visual Studio Blend to a universal Windows application. Let's just take a quick look at the workload before we continue. As you can see, when we create our storyboard, the project has, in our XAML page, Visual Studio Blend has added a storyboard for us. For now, we only have one line of code defining the storyboard. But after we work, we see that this code has changed a lot. Coming back to the designer. Now, let's just add another keyframe. So, let's just remove this first, okay. We'll remove this keyframe because I had selected the wrong one first. Sorry, I had to select this rectangle. So we click on record keyframe again, and then we're going to move this rectangle from the left side to the right side. So we need and let's say we'll take 1 second to do that. So we just click here at time is equal to 1 second, and while the workspace is highlighted in red, we're just going to hold our rectangle and move it to the other side. As you can see on the timeline, Visual Studio Blend has already added a keyframe for us there. And you can click play to see how the animation is going to look. Let's just hit play and see. So, the rectangle is moving from the left side to the right side. Good. Now if you go in our XAML code, you'll see that two animations have been added to us. A keyframe at time is equal to 0. And at times go to 1 second from 2. This is what defines the storyboard. Now we're going to run our application. To run our application, what we're going to do is create a tap event on the rectangle, tapped new event handler, grid tapped, okay, and go back to our XAML page. So to trigger a storyboard on an event, what we'll have to do is just to add left to right dot start, dot begin, excuse me, it's a method, and that's it. We'll save and click run to see our application. So the application is starting. Let's just give it a few minutes. Here we have the application loaded. We're just going to tap on the grid to trigger the event, left to right the begin, and we'll see what happens. As you can see, when I click, it's going to move from the left side to the right side of the screen, which is great. Now our animation is working. As you can see, it's really simple to add animations to a universal Windows platform project, or even Windows Phone 8.1, Windows Phone 8, any application that you want to. We're just going to see a bit about the different aspects of a storyboard. So we're just going to unselect any item and then go on to the XAML code. Here we select the storyboard. As you can see, the storyboard also has some properties that you can adjust. There's first the auto reverse one, and then there's a repeat behavior. So let's just put this one to 2 times. We're just going to run our application again to see what happens. Here the application is already open. Let's just tap and see what's going to happen. As you can see, the animation has run 2 times back and forth. So it has reversed and then played it again. Let's take a look why. So here we had mentioned that repeat the animation 2 times and auto reverse, which is what it has done. So let's increase the level a little bit now. We can also have this rectangle fade in opacity as it is moving around. So let's just go on this keyframe here and modify the properties of this rectangle. Let's have the opacity at 0% when it's reached here. And as you see, when I click play, the rectangle is going to fade when it's going back there, which is pretty nice, right? I'm just going to remove these effects here and go back to the designer. Okay, so this is pretty simple. A storyboard can also have animations for several objects. So let's just add, let's exit the storyboard first. Let's just add another rectangle here. And this one, we're going to move it from right to left. So let's have the fill red instead of blue and the borders blue instead of red. Great. Now we go back to our storyboard here, left to right. Add a keyframe, record keyframe by selecting the object first. Don't forget about that. Then move to 1 second and just move the object over there. Cool. Set the opacity to 0%. Save. Hit play. You're going to see that both rectangles are being moved, as we have defined animations for 2 objects in a predefined keyframe. So let's just remove this keyframe here. Okay, so we have our rectangle here. Let's say we want to add one more animation. We want it to rotate while it is moving. You can also do that in Visual Studio Blend. So we're going to add an animation. So let's say we're doing this. Okay, so as you can see, I've rotated the rectangle. Okay, let's rotate it a little bit more. Okay, cool. And let's change the opacity again. great. I'm going to just hit run. And as you can see, the rectangle has moved. And the blue rectangle has moved and the red one has faded. You can also add more animations to that. So after this keyframe, you can then say, okay, move the rectangle over to the left side of the screen, and then increase the opacity at that time. Great. Run. So, as you can see, it's really easy to manipulate animations, to create animations in Visual Studio Blend, just by using the mouse, tapping a few events here and there, adjusting some variables, you can easily add animations to your Universal Windows Platform project. And even for the animations, there's no limit to what you can do. It's just drag and drop, just clicking around, and you can add animations. So it's pretty simple. There's not much to go around to learn about adding animations. So I hope you'll be using these animations in your future projects. Hope this video has been useful and is going to teach you about making animations and so on. If there's any issue, anything you would like to know, just write it in the comments below. And thank you for watching. Have a great day, and like this video if you liked it, dislike if you disliked it, but then tell me in the comments why you didn't like it. Thank you, regards, and stay techie. Bye bye.